Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
Shibuya! Yeah, Shibuya roll call!
With 5GMs, we're telling stories using tabletop games, so check us out.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 5GMs Season 5 from Inside the Tent. I'm Adam Gonzalez. I'm going to be your GM today. And to my right, who are you and who are you playing and what summer is it?
Hello, I'm Tanlin. I'm playing Javier O'Reilly, and this is the summer of 1984.
And I'm Jesse, and I'm playing Ezekiel. And it's the summer of 84.
There you go, yeah.
You know, numbers are hard. Hi, I'm Kim. I'm playing Amanda Tachibana, and it is indeed the summer of 84.
If there's one thing that's truly carried over through all of our seasons is that numbers are hard.
Mm-hmm. True that. The moral of the story is numbers are hard.
The last time we saw our lovely friends was a year ago. You guys had just ended your 1 month at camp with the Golden Trout Counselor and the Golden Trout Cabin. You guys won and were successful. You guys all kind of went on about your summer, hung out, made or stayed friends and got closer. And then you just had this last school year together. It was your seventh grade year and your eighth grade year. Does anyone want to give me a little insight onto how that was?
Kind of boring. It was the same old. For me, at least, everything is just sports and going to class and then sports again. And then sometimes I get to see you guys, but sports and then going to class.
I think this is the year that Zeke starts getting into music. He starts, listening to stuff, and he's like, oh, this is pretty cool.
It's exciting. Yeah, he's starting to, develop some personality beyond being hyper-prepared. and what about you?
I love that. It's probably just, same as Javi, same old. Really into academics and doing a bunch of stuff on the side.
Nice.
That has to do with academics.
Yeah, you know, academics and then more academics on top of your academics.
Yeah, academic, yeah. Academic.
Academic pancake with academic syrup and academic butter.
Yep.
But the summer's rolled around. You guys have gotten out of school. It's been about a week or two. And again, you've all managed to convince your family, less forced this time, but still your family's like, hey, you going back? And you guys get to go to a summer camp hidden in the waterfalls at Hidden Falls Regional Park. I think that what I would like is I would like everyone to paint me a scene of what they find beautiful about summer, whether it's the buzzing bugs, as annoying as mosquitoes might be, or running water, or the sprinklers going and kids running through it. Paint me a scene, and we'll start with Tanlin.
The sun, you know? How long the days are, and being able to feel it, on your skin, how it kind of stings, the sting it leaves behind. I think that's very beautiful.
So Javi has had 2 weeks pretty much with his dad at home, training him, making him do laps, and now I think he's been working in some incline work. You've been doing some stadiums lately because he's like, really gotta get you up, kid. But in that, and when you do the stadiums on the outside stadium and you feel the sun beat down on your skin, like you said, that sting letting your body know that it's time to produce more cells and darken your skin to protect you even further for the summer at least. and you feel that tan coming on and the bolstering of your body's own physical capacities for protecting itself in this kind of weather. And yeah, you wrap up an early practice or an early jog or early whatever, and you again clamor. And I think there's less packed in the car this time. And your dad is driving you as well, again. But he appears to have a bit more faith in you and is less lectury about it because you came back and you shaved some seconds off from last summer. So maybe this summer he's like, well, the boy's done it already. He's going to keep it up. Yeah. And you begin your drive down to the camp.
I think it's kind of the opposite of Javier's. I think he doesn't like the hot sun hitting him down, but he likes it when there's like a nice cool breeze that comes in.
Okay.
And kind of like relieves that. And yeah. I think that's what he likes about it.
The warm but chilled summer nights, mm-hmm. right? It's not exactly hot anymore as the sun kind of rolls down and it becomes like that midday portion as it's getting closer to night. You know that soon fireworks will be lit off. You'll get to see things to that capacity. You'll get to have sparklers and have the fun and the marshmallows and the campfires that come with the cool breezes of a summer night. And so, yeah, you just maybe stop for a moment as you're packing and you have that like bead of sweat from just... I think you're packing less also, you know now, but you're still
it's
packing
still
a lot.
Large backpack. But yeah. It's just, but this one's a bit, but you still packing a couple flares.
Yes, he's of course. Sure. After last year.
Yeah, we don't go anywhere without flares.
And a breeze hits your brow and chills you in a way that only a sweet treat like ice cream or a slushy or a breeze hitting a bead of sweat on your brow could chill you as a chill runs down your spine, but in a pleasant fashion. As you... And keep packing. And then...
So, nature is so good for human beings. Mm-hmm. And being outside is so good for human beings. And I think it's just the being outsidedness when you, like, have been inside for too long. You know? That sort of feeling you get when the sun, like, hits your skin and you hear the sounds of, like, summer, of the bugs buzzing, and even though mosquitoes are a little annoying, you're still like, ah, I'm outside, and I don't have to be in the confines of my house all the time. And I think that's the beautiful thing about summer for myself.
As someone who is cooped up often during the year, that bit of... You may not be someone that looks like they hike or hikes often, but you do hike during the summer when you go to camp, and you do get that like rush of blood to your skin and to your face as the heat kind of washes over you. And, you know, as your body tries to cool itself off and you feel alive and exhilarated and you breathe in the fresh air and the sun beats down on you in the best way possible as you're reminded of the natural beauty that is the world you just get to exist in for the next month. And you're all driven up. Not unlike the first time. Maybe your dad's less hard on you, Javi. Just keep the work up. Your mom is out for something again. She flew back down to see your grandma. Mm. I'll probably be around if you need something. I guess you can... call anything you want anything before I drop you off.
I'm good. Everything.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, I'll see ya.
Yeah.
Love you, boy.
Yeah, just over. Like the nod, yeah. And just like
pulls over, lets you out. Again, waits. Mm-hmm. Zeke.
All right.
You're driving. I think you're. Both your parents are with you, likely. I think they're in the beat-down van again this time. Mm-hmm. You're excited to see, you said, your friend Lila from last summer, right?
Yeah, I'm really hoping we don't get put in another cabin with her, because if she's not on our team, I'm afraid to go against her.
We did have her over for dinner that one time. She was a bit intense.
Yeah, she's a lot.
Yeah, and she's a high schooler, yes?
Yeah.
Exciting, exciting. You're almost a high schooler. You,
yeah.
This is last summer, right? And what are you gonna do in high school? You gonna play some sports? Join some clubs? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I'm just.
Oh,
kind of seeing what calls out to me, you know?
Hopefully something.
Yeah.
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 We love you.
Love you too.
And they let you out.
It's probably as packed, if not maybe a little more packed, as it was last year.
Yeah, 100%. You're gonna be okay, yeah?
Yes.
All right. Your dad just kind of like has this like wide eye look of like, it. You and him deal with your mom, you know? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Very similar ways. And then your mom goes, of course it's gonna be all right. I packed the books. I packed the sunscreen. I packed the repellent. I mean, she's labeling the things she packed. Do you need anything else? Do you need to stop? You're ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're gonna do the work again?
Mm-hmm. Right. I think this year there's double the amount of books.
Yeah,
now.
You've proven you could do it.
Yeah.
And you're getting closer to high school.
So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you did 3 last year. Obviously, it wasn't enough. I got a couple extra for you. Like your dad said, you don't have to do them, but I'd love if you did because I'm your mother and I did so much work to get them for you. Mm-hmm. I had to have the bookstore order them in.
I will get at least most of them, if not all, done.
Of course. Of course you will, my lovely daughter. You're wonderful.
Love you, Mom.
I love you, too. Do you need any advanced course stuff? I mean, you know, it's almost high. You're almost in high school. Your friends are going to be in high school.
I figured that could just be something I do next month after I'm done with all these books.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Have fun. Don't have too much fun. Tell Javi we said hi. I think your dad got the bags already. And he's like already like packed everything and just standing awkwardly like a dad on the outside. And yeah, you also jump out and I think this time you guys kind of gather quickly, right?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
your second time around. You guys have your shirts on for your golden trout, and then you hear a familiar voice, Reg T. Hello, hello, and welcome to a summer camp hidden in the waterfalls at Hidden Falls Regional Park. Gather round, gather round. I'm Reg T, and I'm here to say the camp's going to start right now today. It's time, and he starts going, right? And then Reg T like kind of falls silent, and then in a golden trout shirt but labeled counselor, you see Lila step up onto the table. Only winners line up, and we're going.
Yeah, we have to go so fast. Yeah,
you guys quickly line up. You guys only get, everyone's intimidated by Lila, so no one gets in her line, but you guys and then one other person, new student, Cheyenne Helena, you guys would know her from class. She kind of saved Zeke from being the new kid by being the new kid.
Oh.
And so you've been freed of your new kid because you've been here for a year longer than her, pretty much.
All right.
And so she's new to town, but again, you guys have classes with her. I believe she is your guys' grade, Javi and Zeke. And yeah, everyone else lines up with different groups. And you guys, I mean, you guys know your cabin. You know where you're going. Are you going to go straight to the cabin, or are you going to go run around and, you know, do things? What are we doing, team?
I have to drop off all my stuff.
Yeah, I still have a pretty big backpack, so.
Yeah. So you guys get in. Lila. Lila Rodriguez, counselor. Favorite color? Green. Favorite foods? Green foods. I brought toilet paper this year.
Javier O'Reilly. Favorite color? Blue. And favorite food, I really like, my mom makes these quesadillas. They're pretty good. Pretty good, yeah.
I'm Zeke. My favorite color is red. My favorite food is tacos that my mom makes.
They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I won't lie to you.
Yeah.
Amanda, favorite color, blue. Favorite food, chicken my mom makes.
Cheyenne, newbie. I'm Cheyenne. Head down, hand
Aww.
Up. I'm new. I like white. It's my favorite color. It's not really a color, though.
It's a color to you, I guess.
You're
you
right.
Like it.
But you can't draw on it or color in it. But I like when the chalk looks white on the cement. She's like looking down. I'm talking too much. I like oranges. I'm going to lay down. And she's like laying down on the bed, kind of like a little scrunked up. Just like, uh-oh.
No, this guy.
Yeah, and so Lila's like, well, I'm in charge now. I'll be back. And just leaves.
Good God.
And then I think she stops, kind of turns back, sign up, and then walks out.
I lean over to Cheyenne, who's scrunkled on the bed, yeah. And I'm like, you're going to have to sign up for something, and I know you probably don't want to, but there has to be something.
I'm only here because Lila's my neighbor, and she made me come. Her parents drove me up here with her.
Oh. It's going to be great. You're going to have a fun time.
That's what she said.
I mean it earnestly, though.
Is it true someone drowned in the septic tank?
Yeah.
Probably.
Likely.
We saw it.
I thought it was 4 years ago. How old are you guys?
4 years older than that.
Well, that sounds about right. Well, it's nice to meet all of you guys. I don't want to be here.
I don't actually like the color blue. I just could not think of a color that I liked.
Did you just start going through the rainbow like you do?
No.
That sounds like you did.
I don't think so.
Because earlier in the year it was green.
I'm going to put all our names on everything, so.
I can't stop you.
I'll see y'all later.
He's going to put your name on everything, just so you know.
Okay.
This looks pretty fun. We got to do the swimming again.
We don't have to do the swimming.
Swimming's pretty good.
We don't have to do swimming again.
I like the hiking.
I play basketball all the time. I don't have as much fun as I do when I play it out here. We're going to do all of it.
I don't play basketball, Javi.
He's just gesturing like, okay, yeah, Javi, so fuck me, I guess.
How tall are you now?
Oh, he's reached 6 foot.
Has anyone had any changes? You guys all look relatively the same, like you're still in your camp stuff, still wearing our jacket in the summer.
Still wearing jacket in the summer.
Wonderful.
Still have those blunt-ass bangs.
Beautiful.
And those big glasses.
Zeke started kind of growing out his hair a bit.
Very good.
Yeah, now he's not wearing like the military fatigues anymore. He's just kind of wearing regular jeans and t-shirt.
Okay. You hear from the outside, ice cream truck, you know ice cream truck, you know ice. And Reg T is coming up with his cabin behind him, and they're doing an ice cream truck chant, and they're handing out ice cream to each cabin.
Putting our names down for everything.
Yeah.
Get me a cup of ice cream while I do this.
I'll do that. I go get ice cream for Javi.
You get ice cream. I think Cheyenne comes out with you and immediately is overwhelmed by Reg T's, hey, hey, hey! It's like, oh.
Yeah. This fucking guy. Yeah.
You don't have to do all that.
So you guys get your ice cream. You gather back in. You've signed up for a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And your guys' cooking days are still Tuesday and Sundays.
Love that.
And yeah, it's the same, but you're not the scared ones anymore. You just have one with you.
This time I brought my mom's taco seasoning. So
that's brilliant.
It's beautiful.
We make food, we can make.
You're going to change their lives.
Yeah, you will.
I think that you guys do the basic stuff. You now are some of the more seasoned people here. There are a lot of new people here, but there's still a lot of the old faces. Your old counselor is no longer here. You guys know she graduated and went to college, so she's just is headed out. She's in another town. I'd say the first week goes by, and it's just fun. It's pure enjoyment. Can everyone give me a scene of the thing they enjoyed the most or hated the most of the week? And we'll start with Kim this time.
For the week, I still don't like the canoeing bad. It's too much on my little noodle arms. It's a lot for me, personally. Gets me winded.
But your rhythm is freaking, your rhythm is godly. Amanda, you don't understand.
But I don't want to be here doing this.
No,
then
I get
wet, my arms hurt. What?
That's why you're in the front. You don't have to put so much effort into rowing. You just keep the time, and we all follow you. Godly, Amanda.
But I still have to do it, and I don't love doing it. But I'll do it for you.
This is why I love you.
Are you tearing up? But I do enjoy the little hiking portion. It's very fun to be out in the wilderness. And I think I might be a tiny bit nosy if we're ever nearby where we were last year. Just a tiny bit. I was peek over and be like, what's going on over there?
Are the magnets still there?
When you go there, there is now a recreational parks building erected there.
Oh.
And it does have a little telescope inside, but it is currently closed.
They're probably like, and I'm like, that's not open.
Yeah, so that's your first week, Javi.
Pretty good. Fits like a glove, you know? I slip right in. I'm ready.
Uh-huh. You wanted this.
Yeah, this is what I've been waiting all year for, dude.
You're also probably pretty aware that with summer practices, there's a good chance you're not going to get to come out here next summer.
Yeah.
And so you're really enjoying
yourself. I'm signing up for everything.
Are you still getting up in the morning and running with Lila?
Yeah.
I think now she wakes you up. She's like, let's go. You know, you've set the expectations. Yeah. Anything you don't enjoy, or you truly are just having a great time?
Yeah, even if it's something like I don't particularly like, I'm still soaking it in.
And Zeke?
I think there's a moment that they're swimming in like the river, and then something like gets caught around his leg. He's like, it's all slimy and gross. He's like, ah! And he like runs out. He's like, an octopus got me!
Where yeah, in the shy, river.
Like, an octopus! And like, everyone's running out.
It's a river, honey.
octopus can't be in the river?
And I'm like, oh, it's got me good. It's got me. So I run out and it's just like some trash. That just,
yeah.
It could be a river octopus. I heard those exist.
No, you haven't.
Lila walks up. 100% a octopus has eaten someone here before. So be careful in the river.
Oh, God.
Was it the same year as the septic tank?
Yes.
Cursed year.
I think it kind of becomes like a joke about the octopus. You know?
Yeah. yeah. And that's for the book how our first like week and a half go. You're just mostly having a good time, silly things, fun stories. The river octopus joke, it gets brought up pretty often. I think more than once people like there's like a suggestion box or maybe like a joke box. And then at the end of the night, people like the counselors will read them out. And then more than once, it's what's scarier than a river at night with an octopus in it. and so stuff yeah. like that. And yeah, it goes by well. Amanda.
Oh, yeah?
Can you give me a mental roll of your facilities?
Mental
your control.
Roll.
I mean, grit could work.
Yeah, I have grit.
You need grit?
Yeah, I got a D12 in grit.
A 10 to beat.
A 10 exactly.
A 10 exactly. Amanda, you wake up.
Uh-oh.
5 paces out of the cabin.
What?
You come to about 5 paces out of the cabin. You don't know why you're walking. You don't normally sleepwalk, do you?
No, I don't normally sleepwalk.
Yeah. And give me a brain.
A natural 20.
Wow.
Which means I get to keep rolling, technically.
Yeah, that's true. Good. Give me another one. If you get a 60, you win.
A 14.
All right, so 34.
34.
You see other students, other cabin kids sleepwalking, about 4 or 5 of them, and onto a trail. And you only know sleepwalking because you rolled so well and they're meandering in a weird way.
Yeah.
Weird way. And then you see a dull thrumming light off in the distance. And at the 34, that's definitely where the building was erected.
Yeah. Okay. I think I take a step forward like I'm gonna go that way, and then I go, buddy system, and I turn around, and I'm gonna try to not wake Lila up, because I don't know if I want Lila's intensity
okay.
at whatever we're trying to, right. whatever we're gonna do, but I'm gonna for sure wake Javi up first, and then Zeke. All
right.
Just like very... Like,
how are you going to try to not wake Lila up? What do you use?
Does flight work?
Sure. Yeah. We
like,
can use flight
like
for that.
Trying to be like quick and quiet. Quick. Yeah. A D10 in that. Okay, a 5.
Yeah, you do it, Lila. What is this? You manage to get them up. You guys are awoken by your friend in the middle of the night.
I give Javi the look. Oh. Just like, I gotta go outside.
What? Just kind of.
And you just go, Zeke, go outside.
Should I bring the flares?
Yes.
Okay, I double fist flares.
And then once we're like a couple of paces out from like the cabin where like a low like chatter wouldn't really like wake them up, I'll just be like, I woke up sleepwalking. and there's other people from other cabins sleepwalking towards the magnet place. I think we should go check it out. Did you check if they had magnets in their pockets? Do you have magnets in your pockets? Javi, I turn out my pockets. First, all right, I turn them out first.
Ask questions later, let's go.
Javi, why do you think that I could see if they had magnets in their pockets?
Because you're... What was the question?
Let's just go that way.
Okay.
Get those flares ready just in case.
All right, I got them ready.
We're going to go...
I'm going to give Javier one of the flares.
Here. And yeah, we'll head over there, but like sneaky, I guess.
Yeah, you start kind of heading that way. You guys feel, or maybe hear like a noise, almost like murmuring. And as you get closer, you see the doors open. And you see that the sleepwalking kids have begun walking in to what was originally a locked door. They're just open. They just kind of walk in. And now that you're there, you hear 50s, like, doo-wop music.
Mm. Is that music? Is it like a party? Like, what's going on?
It's a weird party. I was also sleepwalking. I think they're sleepwalking, too. They're walking weird.
Yeah, you can go up to one of them and, like, wave my head out of their face.
You do that, they wake up.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
Oh.
It is one of the fire ants. It's Zach Khan. He was here last year. Okay. So you know Zach.
Mm-hmm. What? Why am I outside? Why are you guys outside?
No one.
I don't have pants on.
Underwear on, but
I cover, like, have both
wide-eyed looking at Amanda, like
both of my hands. I'm like, I've obscured like the lower half of his body from my vision. I'm like, I think you should just turn around and go back to your cabin,
and also stop sleeping in chonies in a communal like sleeping area. That's like weird.
All the fire ants sleep in chonies.
All right, you go back to that then.
That was too much information for me to know. Just go.
Do you have magnets anywhere on you?
Well, he couldn't have had them in his pants.
Okay.
Is the golden trout pranking us again?
No.
No. God.
You were just sleepwalking, man.
Do you sleepwalk?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I guess that's a non-zero.
You don't have my pants?
No. You said you sleep without them.
Buddy system.
Right.
Do we have to wake up another one of them? I think maybe we should.
Another fire ant?
Another one starts, like, walking past. Yeah. It's not a fire. This one is probably a bobcat. It's, like, walking past.
Just wave.
You were sleepwalking.
Is that normal at camp?
Do you normally sleepwalk?
No.
Are you stressed out at all?
Incredibly, it's my first camp, and I hate it.
That might be what it is.
Okay.
That might be what it is.
Do people sleepwalk when they're stressed?
When you're really stressed, yeah.
Why doesn't Zach he have pants on?
I give you a look and I'm like, yeah.
Apparently all the fire ants sleep naked. I don't
naked?
Know.
Naked? Not naked. Do not
sleep. And Zach's like, pantsless.
In their chonies.
Anyways, buddy system.
Buddy system. Oh. You guys should you go guys back to your
go
cabin.
Back oh. To your cabin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since you were here last year, you can be able to guide our friend here back to their cabin.
Yeah, can you guide me? Like, just turn and, like, walk back confused.
I think I'm going to use my telepathic bond with you. I'm just like, should we have them, like, some adults? The adults being the camp counselors who are just
also
a little
just
older
children.
Reg T is 19 now.
He was helpful last year with the rope.
He was helpful last year with the rope, but I'm not gonna explicitly. I'll give you like that look back of like, I'm not gonna explicitly tell them to do that. Whatever they decide to do with this information is their choosing.
Yeah, we're gonna. Yeah,
they're already walking away. Yeah. It's like confused.
I think I like keep my eye on them just to make sure they go that way and like they leave my field of vision and I'm like, okay, they're that way.
So this door's open, you've woken two of the five sleepwalkers up.
Yeah.
And you head in.
Is it getting louder as we're getting closer?
Yeah, like it's getting played here.
All right. Keep your flares and wits about you.
All right.
Holding it up.
We can do this. Yeah. We got this. Yeah. I guess we'll sneak in.
So you sneak in. I'm not gonna need to sneak from you or anything. There's no one in here except the sleepwalkers who you now see a little bit deeper into the room. You now see what it is. It's like a small-ish museum, like a medium museum.
Yeah.
There's little things up and around, and the rock that you were standing on last year is not out of the ground. You can see this place has been erected around it, and there's a glass, like a plexiglass around it, and it's labeled Magnetic Anomaly.
Got her.
Here we go!
Oh my god, he threw,
here
he
we
threw
go!
The chair.
He threw the chair.
And now he's getting it back because we're gonna have to sit.
We are in Casey's home. That was Casey's actual chair.
You look out of the window and you see a Toyota Previa upside down on fire.
Oh my god. Oh.
But it's not nearby any trees or anything, so it's fine.
On fire.
It's fine. It's not fine. Oh, hey, GM. Jesus Christ, that's my fucking car.
Dynamite headbutt.
He screams as he headbutts this man.
Honestly, his left jaundiced eyeball pops out of his head.
Oh, and if you were to take a picture the second their two heads were touching, it might have been an intimate, tender scene between friends or lovers. But if you were to take a picture at any other second, yeah, it is just absolutely horrifying.
For some men, violence is a form of intimacy, which is so sad.
That is
maybe
so
for
sad.
This man. But anyway. Boom! Smashed in the head!
Bodhi has a pocket full of, like, one oversized precious moment angel that has a real strange face.
Oh, I thought that was your dick.
Oh! It was his dick. There's a hole in his pocket and his penis, which does resemble a precious moment angel with a strange face.
Oh, it's a strange face, but it actually looks like a pretty normal penis head.
And that's what we call facts.
He looks back and he says one last threatening phrase, pointing into the bar.
I'm gonna. And Violet shoots him in the head.
You see this guy's ear get blown off, flying off his head.
Ah! Bye bye.
And then at this point, Scratch pops up like a mummy.
Ah, mummy!
Dynamite headbutt!
Something is rising, piecing itself together from the bodies and viscera around it. Its black wings spread, and it looks back at you with red, wet eyes.
Got her.
Are you starting a new home campaign? Or maybe your current campaign is looking for some miniatures? Well, don't worry, because Hero Forge has you covered. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They also offer custom minis in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for you to 3D print your unique designs at home. Hero Forge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week and major features like new species and custom posing on a regular basis. And did you know that they offer 3D custom printed dice and custom acrylic keychains? So if you love your OC or you're looking for a really cool gift, you should check that out. What are you waiting for? Visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today, and check back often. New content is added every week.
Hey. Have you ever wanted to have your favorite characters with you everywhere you go? Whether it be your beloved PC from your current home campaign, or your favorite show, you can make sure they're always with you with Hero Forge's custom acrylic keychains. They use the same technology as their color standees, but now in keychain form. They're highly detailed and ridiculously durable. These keychains arrive already attached to a high-quality zinc alloy lobster clasp, ensuring they're ready to go with you on real-world adventures right out of the package. Made of clear 1/8 inch thick acrylic and featuring front and back printing, these custom acrylic keychains are measured in the same 30mm scale as Hero Forge's miniatures and standees, meaning they'll be a perfect one-to-one match for your on-table heroes. Visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today, and check back often. New content is added every week.
Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. Hero Forge offers custom minis in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options.
HeroForge also offers downloadable model files for users to 3D print their unique designs at home. And HeroForge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week and major features like new species and custom posing on a regular basis. Again, you can find all this and more by visiting HeroForge.com.
And then kind of off in the corner, there's like samples of like trees and things like that. It's just very much like, oh, like this is, you know, it is a normal museum that you go to when you go to a regional park. You can check out things about the regional park, and it's like, oh, founded in blah blah blah, all that kind of stuff. And by one of the little exhibits, the kids have laid down and gone back to sleep, but you do still hear the music, and it's coming from elsewhere inside the building.
Well, I guess they went back to bed.
Well, we might as well just let them sleep. They're in a building.
Yeah,
they're not gonna.
And there's actually a door on this one, so it's probably safer than.
Yeah, fair point. Fair point.
Should we check out the music? Flare in hand.
I mean, I'm nosy.
Okay. Someone had to have turned it on.
Mm-hmm. And this was locked earlier, so.
Oh, yeah, it was.
I did the door and everything.
Huh.
Yeah.
Someone might be in here.
There might be someone in here.
Turns to Zizu.
Do you think there's someone in here?
Sure, yeah. I mean, someone had to turn it on, right?
Zeke, why are you hesitating?
Do you think we're in danger?
Because we're not supposed to be in here, and, you know.
Well, someone's got to watch all these sleeping children.
I mean, I guess I could watch the sleeping children, make sure they don't do anything.
Buddy system.
Oh, but then I'll be alone. I won't have a buddy.
No, you stay with us.
Okay, yeah. Okay, let's go investigate.
Yeah.
I have a flare.
I
also have a flare.
We go further towards the sound.
Yeah, so you guys hit a corner, and then there's like a little like stairway.
Okay.
Down into like an under facility. It's the same place. Like, it's the same thing.
Hate that. Don't love going underground.
In the under facility, it's the same kind of thing. There's little exhibits and whatnot, but there's, you know, when you go to a zoo and there's like a glass and you look inside and it's like a little lab.
Yeah.
That's going on. So there's like a glass thing. You see the door. The door's a little ajar. That's where the music's coming through. The music is playing from inside of there. And there's a guy just toying away at something. You see he has a little record player spinning with the doo-wop record on there. And then there's a kind of weird like mass of like rock. I mean, you guys aren't, you know, you're not scientists. You don't know that much about rocks. You're not geologists.
Magnets.
So, yeah, you're just looking at this weird rock as he plays music and just kind of bops along and is just clicking things. And it's just, he has a coat on and is just going about his business.
Do we recognize him at all?
No.
Okay. Shoot, you look like...
It's just a guy.
It's the person that we were talking about.
Do you think he's an angel?
He doesn't have wings.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So he's just a guy.
In a lab coat. Important, maybe.
Magnets.
Should we watch and see what he does?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just fiddling around and then like presses a button and he's like, psst, 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 and it's like little like Tesla coils around this rock, like zapping it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you see kind of electricity going through it. And then when it goes through one, like one will arc out and hit it and then it'll come out a different color.
Color rock.
You read about that in any books, dude?
I don't think I have. Have I read in any books, GM? No.
You've not, no.
Okay.
Can you guys all give me a little run? The flight?
Flea,
the flight, yeah. This is more just for like your stealth.
It's my worst one. Let's do it. Got a one.
A 10. Eight. Which I get to keep rolling.
Right. Oh, yes.
A 1. 11.
So you're the only one that succeeds. I think maybe you see him turn and you slip behind like a pillar.
I still have my hoodie.
Yes.
So I like.
Children! Campers!
Yep.
How'd you get in?
Door was unlocked.
Door was open.
My bad. Should have locked it.
There's a lot of sleeping children upstairs.
I'm assuming because the door was open.
So you'd think.
You guys just came in and decided to sleep upstairs. You're fine to sleep upstairs if you really want to. I'm going to be playing music all night, though, because I like music while I work. And he's like... And I think when he moves the needle off, there's like a... Like, it, you felt a little, like, on edge, mm-hmm. and now the music stopped. You're feeling... It's gone away. Yeah, you're all more than welcome to sleep upstairs. I'm going to keep playing the music again, though, because I like it when I work. Do you have your sleeping bags?
No.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I work in the facility. I work for Hidden Falls Regional Park. We erected this thing. We heard there was a phenomenon last year.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm just studying the magnetic rocks. Magnetic phenomena is my purview.
You, like, did you know that gestures I... to the magnets.
Magnets, yes.
Did you know I was the hero that defeated whatever was in the sky? And
I heard
it?
That a sharply dressed young boy was the hero that defeated the thing in the sky.
Yeah,
thing in the sky, but that doesn't really align with what I've uncovered here. It appears that mainly there's a lot of rocks here that just hold a weird or a fundamental amount of magnetism. And likely the people who floated, the children who floated, just happened to get caught in a cross stream of magnetism. It's as simple as that, really.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Yeah. But so I'm doing studies on it to see if we can kind of track where, if there's more of these rocks in the park or whatnot, and we can just kind of prevent that from happening again. Because obviously, people floating is not ideal.
Yeah, it was real scary.
Yeah.
I could imagine.
Can I read his vibes? I was going to do a vibe check with my charm.
Yeah.
Just like, look him over, listen to how he's talking to me, explaining things. Well, that's a two.
Well, you hear him.
I do hear him.
What would you like?
I'll do the Vlumpin' Rapper.
I'm going to tug at Javi's, like, shoelace.
Uh-huh.
And be like, ask if it also makes him sleepwalk.
I think I'm just going to start, like, explaining what happened. Like, oh, yeah, well, just now, like, so the kids sleeping upstairs, they were, like, sleepwalking all the way over here, and that's why we kind of followed, and that's why we're in here.
His brow froze. Oh, sleepwalking. That doesn't sound right to me. That doesn't, the magnetism wouldn't do anything like that. Maybe they were pranking you.
I don't know.
sounds like pranks to me.
They were pretty seriously out of it.
Huh, how interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and we're the pranksters. We don't get pranked. We prank.
Yeah. What he said.
I don't think that was a... I don't think that was a point towards... Well, anyways, so... I'm just wondering... Because this is the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
And now kids are sleepwalking towards it. And I don't... They're sleeping. They're up there. They're sleeping.
Right? Okay.
Amanda... I can't do this.
I pop up.
Oh, a third one. Wonderful.
How long has this building been here?
About a week and 2 days.
A week?
Yep.
In 2 days?
How long have you been here?
A week and some change?
2 weeks and 2 days.
Why'd you change that?
I lost track of time.
How long do you think you've been here?
At least 4 weeks and 2 days.
That doesn't track.
Doesn't it?
If my math is right, no.
Why?
Because if the building's only been here for 2 weeks and 2 days,
well,
so
maybe
say,
the building's been here for 8 weeks and 2 days.
Why do you keep changing the time on me?
I don't really focus on time. I just get so busy down here working on the rocks, the magnetic rocks.
That do colors?
Yes. You saw that? Do you guys have any idea why that would happen? Sometimes kids inside are so interesting.
Rainbow?
Prismatic electric...
Magnet.
Magnets.
Right.
You know, you put a light in a prism and then it comes out different colors. Maybe it's like that.
But a
that
magnet.
That sounds like it might be it. I love this... On the second thought, maybe you shouldn't stay here. I think I can open this place up for you guys to come check out tomorrow morning if you'd like. It appears it's hot with the children. I'll go ahead and call for somebody to walk you back.
We can do it.
Yeah,
buddy,
we got
system.
Buddy system.
Yeah, we don't. Oh, I insist. It's dark. There's bears. And he grabs
no,
a
please,
walkie.
We don't want to call. Don't call our camp counselor.
Yeah, we start like.
Yeah.
Do we have to make checks?
Yeah, he is calling. He's walkie-talking. He's like, children, you really should stay.
No, you don't know our camp counselor.
Do you want it to be a flight check?
Yes.
Oh, no.
My work. Four.
Oh, guys.
Got another,
one. Another fucking five.
Guys, a five succeeds. So you get to the door, and are you going to wake the other kids up, or are you just bolting?
I want to wake the other kids up.
Okay.
I think I just might leave loudly, you know?
Okay, I see. So you're, like, stomping out. You get through the door mm-hmm. and, like, kind of hit, like, the curve of the area. Because you're just fast. You're taller.
Yeah.
You have longer legs. And you turn back, and two guards. Mm-hmm. Decked out in like black with large guns on their backs.
Oh my god.
Kind of just hit the corner like, children, you need to be back in your cabins. And so you're behind
yes,
them.
Sir.
Well, you're behind them.
Oh,
they haven't
no.
noticed you because you beat them out. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you beat them out, so you're behind them and they've pinned you guys in.
Yeah, we're handed out right now.
Wonderful, we'll be walking you. It's dangerous out here.
Can we get our friends that are
seems
on the
like
ground.
They're getting up.
I look and make sure they're getting up.
They are.
Okay.
They're rousing. Where are we?
We know how to get back.
I understand that, but what kind of responsible adult would we be if we let you walk back alone?
I mean, we got here fine.
Yeah.
We didn't know you were coming. We would have escorted you. But we're happy to hear the doctor wants to open it for tomorrow so the kids can come check out the exhibits.
Yeah. Okay, can we just be quiet so we don't wake up our camp counselor?
Of course, we wouldn't want you getting in any trouble.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I also appreciate this. Let's go.
All right.
And they walk everybody back. Do you guys want to go back last? Or you want to go back first as they stop at the cabins?
Last. I want to make sure everybody who is sleeping.
Yeah. So at each cabin, they stop by and... they pull out like a small like box. It's like a cardboard box. And he's like, oh, here you go. He's like, when all your cabin mates wake up, you guys can share this as a treat or you can eat them all yourself. I won't tell anyone you went anywhere. I won't tell your cabin, your counselor or anything. It's just little treats for you. They're in the store inside of our building. So you can get some of you come by tomorrow and have a little bit of change. They do that at each one. Give everybody. And then when you guys get to yours, they give you guys the little box with a little snack. From a complimentary again, if you guys come by, we have some in the store. Have a fantastic night.
My mom told me not to accept food from strangers.
It's a sealed box, and I'm not a stranger. I'm a security guard for a government facility that you walked into.
You didn't introduce yourself, so technically you're still a stranger.
I'm James.
Are you guys soldiers?
More security.
Okay.
Well, we'll be going.
All right. Thank you.
Pleasure. They just walk off in the other direction.
I don't like those guns.
I think we go in and I'm like, I check to make sure Javi's in the cabin.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you were lurking around, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, I don't know if they didn't see me at all.
Not if you didn't. Like, you could have stayed ahead of them. You could have kept paces ahead
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, I think that's probably what I would have done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in there.
Okay.
I was like, watching you guys get dropped
off. Yeah, you probably came in through the back door.
Yeah.
Like the, yeah.
Oh, did you slip into the, you almost slipped into the septic tank? That would have been bad.
Those fucking AKs?
No, they were M16s. My grandpa was in the war, so I know these things.
Yeah. Which war?
What was that? Were they talking funny to any of you?
That was some Men in Black type shit, alright.
You think they were Men in Black?
Maybe.
I don't know, they could have been Men in Black.
I'm not really a conspiracy guy, but when two big gentlemen with giant guns on their back show up at a place where children are, I get nervous.
That was weird.
I'm scared.
The time thing was weird.
Yeah, because I think he was just trying to confuse us.
Or did he not know?
Maybe.
Did the parks departments usually have armed security like that? Well, I mean, there are bears. Maybe you need guns for bears and stuff.
But I don't think you need guns for bears like that.
Well, they're the government. That's probably the only guns they have.
They could, like, tranquilize a bear. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe they were tranquilizer guns. What are they called? M68s?
M16s.
M16s. Can they load tranquilizers?
I don't know. Maybe, probably.
I don't know, my guns, man. I'm getting stressed out.
I'm gonna open the box. What is it?
There's a little chocolate inside. It's like a box full of almost like milk duds.
Oh, I'm not supposed to have chocolate before bed.
I don't like this.
You already went to sleep already.
No.
You just woke up.
Do not encourage this. I'm just saying,
technically.
I don't want to eat one of these.
When you look at it in a technical sense,
okay,
it's not before bed.
I start eating one.
Can you give me a grip, please? It's going to be a... I'm not going to tell you the number.
Damn it!
Oh, got 12.
Oh, nice.
Give me grip, Farman.
An 11.
Wow.
Yeah, you eat it, and it's chocolate.
Mm.
How many do you eat?
I'll just have two.
Okay.
Well, how much are there? I don't want to take too much.
It's like a box full of milk duds.
Okay, I'll take two. Yeah.
Was it poison?
No, it just tastes like chocolate.
Okay.
You're not allowed to have any more.
Fine.
My mom said not to eat things from strangers, and you just started eating
them. Yeah, I'm on a really strict diet right now, actually.
And you guys have a weird rest of your night, probably. I don't know how to sleep.
I don't sleep well because I had those chocolates.
Yeah. You guys wake up the next morning. Lila gets you up early, which sucks for you because you were up late. You go for your run, and you all kind of come out. You go out about your days. There, the Reg T does have an announcement. It's the second week at camp, and I'm proud to say we can finally walk down and go say, hey, it's the government site. It's really cool. They're checking out the regional parks, so we learn stuff and aren't fools. Ha ha ha.
You guys, like, hate Reggie.
I don't know. I kind of like his flow, though. I don't know what it is. He just, I don't know. Like his smile really grabs you. You know? He just has good energy.
No, he doesn't.
Sure, okay. I guess. Do you think we should go there, but, like, in daylight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm glad that you're on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope they don't have guns in the daylight. I hope that's just how that works.
But what if there's bears?
But they...
Well, we could ask them if they're trained to go see
if Reggie's starting a group to go over there.
Okay. Yeah, so Reg is getting a small group together. He's like, yeah, like we can hike down since it's open today. I figure we could go check it out. I heard they have a pretty cool little snack area. You can get like a pretzel, some popcorn. I know they have like candy and stuff and little souvenirs. So that'd be nice for us to check it out.
All right.
Should we bring Cheyenne with us?
Cheyenne's like, please no.
I don't know if she wants to go, and I also don't.
But also don't leave me with Lila.
Well, you either come with us or you go with Lila.
I'll go with you guys.
Okay.
Hey, where'd you guys go last night? I woke up and you guys were all gone, but I didn't want to tell Lila because I thought she might get a little militant.
Good call.
Yeah, that was a good call. Shiloh, you're all right. Or Cheyenne. What's your name? Cheyenne.
Those hurt my feelings a little bit, Zeke. We've known each other for a week and a half now.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot your name for a sec. You look more like a Shiloh than a Cheyenne, is all I'm saying.
I kind of like the name Shiloh, I won't lie.
Yeah.
You can call me Shiloh, Zeke.
Okay.
Maybe it'll catch on.
Yeah, probably not, but we'll give it a go.
Thanks. Anyways, yeah, I don't want to make a habit out of lying for you guys.
I'm hoping we don't make a habit out of lying.
Where did you go?
You have to keep this a secret.
Easy.
We went to the building we're going to right now.
Why?
Because sleepwalking.
You sleptwalked all the way there? Sleptwalked?
I didn't.
Some people did.
Some people
from the other cabins.
Can I just start listening to names of the ones I recognize?
Oh,
yeah,
that's a lot of people.
Yeah, it was weird. Really,
found out that the fire ants sleep pantsless.
That might be the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
but yeah, we're going to go check it out in daylight now, not night.
It is weird. They're just Donald Duck in it.
I wonder who started that. Like,
someone had to have.
Like,
it
who
just caught on.
Who said let's all take off our I don't know. I don't know how you start that. That's weird. I'm worried about that.
Let's not think about it too hard, because I think if we think about it too hard, then we just go down a rabbit hole that I don't think we need to.
Yeah, so you guys talk and walk for a bit. You arrive back at this building. It's open. It's daylight. Everyone's going in like, oh, all right. Mm-hmm. People are, you hear like complimentary, and people are getting like free pretzels and popcorn because it's like the first day of being open.
Do not eat that.
I eat it.
Oh my God.
I'm on
a really strict diet, guys. My dad will know if I eat something that's not in the food groups that I need to eat every day.
Goodness. I'm eating that popcorn.
Yeah, you eat the popcorn. You're fine. It's normal popcorn and pretzel. Everyone's running around looking at different stuff. And yeah, what do you guys want to do?
Are any of the kids that were sleepwalking last night here?
Yeah.
I'm going to go up to Zach from the fire ants.
Uh-huh.
I think I just kind of like go up to Zach. I'm like, hey.
Hi.
You feeling all right?
Oh, I'm just tired. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a weird dream. You helped me out in it, and I appreciate that.
What?
I was sleepwalking in my dream, and you guys woke me up and sent me back to the cabin.
What do you mean?
And made me buddy walk with, who did you make me buddy walk with? You made me buddy walk with somebody. It was a weird dream. All you guys were in it.
No.
He's,
let's just keep note of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
cool to know.
Yeah, that Thanks, is weird. Man. Maybe it was like a quantum entanglement sort of thing.
Did you guys also have a weird dream? Yeah, because in my dream, I told you guys that I sleep pantsless.
No, yeah, that's why would that's you funny. Say that? Yeah, who would say that?
No,
yeah,
why would the fire ant sleep pantsless?
Yeah, I mean, let's say, for argument's sake, is your camp counselor also sleep pantsless?
No.
Okay.
For argument's sake.
Interesting. For argument's sake.
For argument's sake. Yeah. Thanks again. That'd be weird. Mm-hmm. It'd be a weird thing to tell people.
Yeah.
It would suck to wake up outside pantsless. I'm glad it was just a dream.
It was just a weird dream.
Really again, weird it must dream. Have been weird quantum entanglement.
Probably the magnets.
Magnets. And he just kind of walks up.
let's move on.
Okay, that was weird.
I think there's a moment where like there's a beat and you guys are like, oh, like, what did they do to Zach? And I was like, oh no, Zach's a fucking idiot.
All right.
Yeah.
We could probably find one of the kids who were actually there, like got there and fell asleep.
Yeah. Do you want names?
Yeah.
The Paul J from the Bald Eagles, Andrew R from the Bobcats, and Fran Erie from the Bobcats.
Okay. We will not talk to the Eagles.
Fran is good. Is Andrew good. R the same Andrew from last year that was fighting the other
Yes,
Andrew?
Yes, Andrew R and Andrew A were fighting last year.
Okay, that's really...
They're both still here.
I'm going to keep a note of that.
Because the Andrew R and Andrew A are your guys' age, mm-hmm. but they came the year before. So they've been here twice, but yeah, they're your age.
Did anything happen? Did they figure out who's going to go by their last name or not yet? Or
no. Everyone still calls Andrew them Andrew R's R and Andrew A.
Name?
Huh?
Was Andrew R's last
Randall.
Name?
Randall.
Like, hey, Randall, so like...
He looks you eyes wide... Like, he just mouths the words no, and then...
I know how it works.
Andrew A. perks up, Randall, and it's set. It's set in stone.
Yep.
You've relegated that child to being
if
Randall.
If it was Andrew A. right there in front of me, I would have been calling him by his last name. But you know who is in front of me? Andrew R.
You have relegated Andrew R. to Randall. Being Randall, and I'm changing it officially on here.
Yeah, hey, Randall, you remember last night, you were here last night, yeah?
No, why would I be here?
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Had a weird dream. Weird dreams.
Weird dreams.
Yeah.
You and everybody else.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's just talking about weird dreams
weird
lately.
Weird dreams.
Yeah, Zach said that people were talking about a weird dream about him and the fire ants not wearing pants when they sleep. It seemed like a weird thing to bring up, but
that is weird.
He walked up and was like, hey, the fire ants all wear pants when they sleep. Some guy had a dream has been telling everybody. I don't know, it's weird.
That is odd.
Yeah. Worried about that.
Yeah.
A little worried about that.
Yeah.
Maybe we should figure that out at some point.
In your weird dream,
uh-huh.
was there perchance a box?
What kind of box?
Like a little box that you were given or maybe saw.
Of chocolate?
Oh yeah, we had a little box of chocolate in the morning. We all ate some.
Mm.
I thought all the cabins got them as a gift from these guys.
Right.
There was like a little note.
No. I'm on a strict diet, so I couldn't.
Oh, you didn't have any?
Yeah, I couldn't.
Did you have any of the
drinks? Oh, yeah, they're pretty good.
They're pretty good, right? I enjoyed them. They're very milky is good.
Okay. My mom told me not to eat things from strangers, so I didn't.
It's not a stranger. We're staying here.
We can trust the government?
Yeah. We're staying here as campers, and they're kind of pretty much part of the facility, right? Like, the camp's right next door to them. They let us have pretzels and popcorn. Like, it's a cool place. I like it.
Popcorn's pretty good.
Yeah, and exactly. He, like, takes some. Mm-hmm. You know, if we come back next year, it'll be nice.
I start giving him an evil eye for taking some. Yeah, how do you like that, Randy?
My name's Andrew.
Well, it was nice talking to you, Randall.
Randall, for like Andrew A. Yeah. And it's like, fuck. Anyways, though, I figure this is a cool thing. We get to learn more about the history of the park and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I like things like this personally. I've always wanted to be a park ranger, so.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that's pretty cool.
What's wrong with being a park ranger, man?
All right. We're going to go enjoy.
Yeah, continue looking around.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later, Randall.
Yeah, see you, dude.
So you guys keep looking around?
Yeah.
Is the downstairs still a thing?
You go downstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go downstairs. All the exhibits are the same. The clear laboratory room is empty. It's just an empty lab. There's just chairs and stuff. There's nothing in there. There's no one in there. No record player or anything.
Interesting.
Yeah. You guys all hear like a squeaky wheel, like, right? Mm-hmm. And you see like a custodian coming by. And then he like pauses and like looks at you guys. Oh, hello. And the custodian looks exactly like the doctor from last night.
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad that so many of you guys showed up today. I'm glad we were able to open up the this place to everybody. I'm keeping everything tidy and clean. It wasn't 100% ready to go, but they woke me up this morning. They said, we got to get ready for show. We're letting the kids in. So I showed up early. I've been cleaning ever since. Jazzed.
You were told this morning to do that?
Yeah, that's my job. I'm a custodian.
Yeah, you're right.
Do doctors normally also do janitorial service? You look like the doctor we talked to yesterday.
No, he's obviously a janitor.
Oh. He turns and grabs his cart and just walks away swiftly.
Oh, okay.
We should probably go.
We should not be down here.
I don't think we're gonna find anything in here. Well, I don't think
we gotta go down to the downstairs and to the.
We're in the downstairs. That's where the guy was.
Yeah,
and he cleaned everything up. Everything's clean.
Everything's gone.
Okay.
We should go upstairs.
We should go upstairs.
Let's go upstairs.
Sure, where other people can find us.
I smell the popcorn.
I'm almost out of popcorn. Let's get some more popcorn.
Let's re-up that popcorn.
Magnetic rock.
I go back downstairs.
Oh, I grab him by the collar.
You can't do that. We're going upstairs.
I'd rather take my chances down there.
It's not magnetic that bad.
Magnetic rock. We were floating. Thank God it stopped. His cabin is trying to wrap with him. It's bad.
Yeah,
it's
a bad time.
But the vibes are great.
I'm just saying his smile is pretty good. Like, it's just like it captures you in the moment. You know, like, he's just really good at it.
No.
Science is cool, and if you don't learn it, you're a tool.
I don't know about all that.
I don't know.
Javi, I don't think it's not clicking for me.
Yeah,
I'm
not into it.
It's really not clicking for me.
You guys have the rest of your day. And just like last year, the rest of the summer goes by. Do you guys come back to this place anymore? It stays open the whole rest of the summer.
Probably not.
Yeah, unless there's like another big group that goes back.
Yeah.
Or if they're giving free popcorn, I'll swing by.
Yeah. Every once a week they do like a free snack day.
Okay. Then I guess we go by snacks. Like scope things out. Mm-hmm. Like when that happens, see if there's anything new.
You never see the janitor again. Different janitor now working there.
Okay.
You guys never see the guards again. Just a couple of workers there. They're like teen workers. You could tell they're probably in from your town.
Okay.
Mm. Who are running like the popcorn.
Probably shouldn't eat those chocolates at all, I don't think.
I don't think we should eat
that.
Don't.
You say that and Cheyenne's like, huh?
Don't eat that. Don't do not spit that out.
Yeah.
That was my fourth one.
Well,
I thought you were hiding them as like a treat for all of us.
No, I wasn't.
And also, if they were hidden and you found them and they were meant to be a treat for all of us, why not just wait until we all have some?
I just really want a chocolate.
Okay.
What's going to happen to
me? Give me the box. I don't know.
Well, how many did you eat?
3.
Uh-oh.
6.
What? I jingle the box.
8.
You're probably going to throw up. You're probably going to get sick.
Yeah. It's just chocolate.
Do you feel funny?
Well, I've kind of felt funny the whole time we've been out here.
That's valid.
I guess I can't argue with you there.
Guys, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
This has been a really good summer.
I'm glad.
And I really like the Golden Trout Cabin.
It's great.
Oh, Lila scares me.
Golden Trout. Golden Trout.
You know.
Golden. What?
Lila grows on you.
Lila does
like
grow on you.
She's wart.
My neighbor.
Yeah. That you can't get rid of.
Hard to remove.
And sturdy, really.
Incredibly sturdy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little anxious. Can I have some more of those chocolates?
No.
Sorry, I have a sweet tooth. I have a problem.
You do have a problem.
You probably have a chocolate bar on you.
I mean, I have some rations and it's all candy.
Oh, thank goodness. You're just eating candy. Yeah. But yeah, you guys stop by. It's now just, it's always been a normal regional parks mm-hmm. facility. Mm-hmm. You go about the rest of your time here. Here's what I ask you guys. Do you win this year with Lila in charge?
I don't think we have a choice.
I don't think we have a choice.
We don't have a choice.
I think we'll get it.
Yeah.
We'll hear it if we don't.
I think you guys win, you know, golden trout. And then you hear...
I think it's barely. We just barely.
Yeah. Barely.
I think you guys were neck and neck with the Bald Eagles, which is Reg T.
Yeah, Cheyenne throws up.
That would hype me up. I would be like, we can't let the Bald Eagles win.
Yeah. The sting of loss hurts something fierce, but let me tell you and rehearse my peace.
When I hear that, it fills me up with rage, and in the canoeing, I just push it to the limit. We just barely win.
Yeah. But yeah, you guys get another win.
Mm-hmm.
Another odd thing has happened here at Hidden Falls Regional Park, but maybe that's just how it goes. You're all picked up. You are to start high school in the next 2 months. You start your 8th grade year, get ready for high school, which is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, you know.
And how much time do you spend this summer? Tell me a little bit more about this next summer, the summer that we just had.
The rest of it, I don't have. I don't know when tryouts would be. They'd be during the school year, huh?
It really depends, because sometimes they start like that summer. So like the fact that you got the month was really nice. You're mm-hmm. probably going to tryouts when you get back,
mm-hmm.
like day you get back, kind of thing. Like, yeah. So you do like tryouts hell week. Like you're mm-hmm. there now.
Yeah. You guys do not see me.
Yeah, Zeke.
I think he just kind of has a chill rest of the summer. He doesn't really do much.
I do think that. Your house has, do you think you have a back house or a basement?
We probably have a basement.
Okay. You guys, I think your basement kind of becomes like hangout zone away mm-hmm. from like the heat and away from doing BS. And I think maybe you guys all start spending a little more time there.
Actually, I'm going to start helping my dad out in the shop.
Okay.
Just doing like menial things.
No, yeah, absolutely. It gives you something to do while they're busy, because they're busy. I mean, you're busy for most of the day. You're busy for like half the day, so
yeah.
It definitely gives you something to do while your friends are away. And then,
yeah, I keep my promise to my mom, and I start doing advanced stuff prep.
Yeah, and I think that's where we're gonna close that one out. The following summer, it was just as fun. There was an octopus in the river, apparently.
Yeah,
freshwater octopi. Reg T had a lot of raps. He'll be there next year. He'll probably be a counselor forever. He loves it. That is where. Summer of 84 kind of wraps. You guys start high school. You have your last year of middle school or junior high, if you will. And I guess we'll be seeing us next time. Thank you guys so much for listening. I've been Adam, your GM. If you like us, like, follow, subscribe, comment. I love comments, actually.
Comments
I really
are
do
great.
Love comments.
Leave a comment.
They leave a comment. Repost. Share us with grandmas. Grandmas love us.
That's true.
You can find us at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on just about everything, and then at 5GMsOfficial.BlueSky or .official.BlueSky.
No, 5GMsOfficial.BSky.social on BlueSky.
On BlueSky. If you just go on BlueSky and look up 5GMs, we'll come up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Anything else from you guys? Any other plugs?
Oh, hi. I haven't gotten to do this. I didn't do this last time. We Gremlin so Froggart, Froggart. I do art and things. Commission me if you'd like. Do a lot of character art for this and other art for other
everything,
things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Art everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and if you like video games and just games of all kinds, you can go over to our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Where we post 5GM's actually plays, where we actually play games and are stupid the whole time.
Yeah.
And our other variety content.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Is that all?
Yeah, that's all.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Hey, howdy, hey, thank you for listening to 5 Jams in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media, at 5 Jams in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Jams Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5jamsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5 Jams in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5jamsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.